Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle. You know, one of my hats that I wear is I'm the senior science advisor to Elements Behavioral Health, which is the country's largest residential treatment program network for addiction as well as eating disorders. And our next guest is going to be talking about cross addictions, and especially food addiction. And I have the absolute pleasure of introducing you to one of my great, great team members. Her name is Andrea Zabini. And not only is she a registered dietitian, but get this, Michelle, she's also a certified conditioning coach, meaning that in one human being, we've got someone who not only can tell you how to be able to eat with the highest credentials, but also can tell you how to move your body and give you a fitness program and talk about a holistic approach. What do you think about that, Michelle?
I love it. Andrea, can I get your phone number, please? We need to talk.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're
going to
talk
no
now, and then I'm going to get your phone number.
Oh, my gosh.
My pleasure.
Oh my God, I'm just telling you right now, Michelle needs your help. She does. Oh my God, she eats cookie dough and then and the workout thing is not optimal, so we're just gonna kinda let it go with that. So speaking of cookie dough, let's just kinda get right down to what you do at Lucida, which is one of the brand new centers of Elements Behavioral Health, and this is located in Lantana near West Palm Beach in Florida. So what you do there is the kind of clients that you're seeing who are coming in literally trading one addiction for another, like coming off alcohol and coming on to what? So Andrea, help us understand cross addiction.
Yes. Well, first of all, Michelle, you know what? There's nothing wrong I teach with the cookie dough. However, it's all having a moderation. So if it's something that you're doing every day, well, then, yeah, definitely I'm going to give you my phone number. But you know what?
Michelle, take that number.
What we really try to tell people is that, you know what? It's everything in life, it's a balance. And unfortunately, if somebody already has an addiction with alcohol or a substance, you know what? More than likely, if you take that away, they're going to be reaching for something. Right. And something that we all need to be able to sustain life, we've all been doing it, we're going to need to be doing it, is eating. And so now when we take away somebody's crutch, as again, as no matter what the substance is, the quickest thing is going to be for them to be able to turn to food. So that's why we see it so commonly now, not just with, you know, unfortunately, our population having so much more addiction. However, the fact that we have so much processed food, so much science fair project food that are out there now is we're trying to really show people that, listen, we're not saying that it's better to be on drugs than choosing a food. However, having the conscious awareness that it's very real, it's a physiological issue, and that's what we try to help our clients to be able to say, okay, I've realized I have an addiction in one, what can I do to start having a balance in life? And that's really what we do through nutrition and exercising.
Boy, you know, I mean, this hits very close to home for me, Andrea. So I have someone who I dearly, dearly love in my life and who has suffered from alcoholism, addiction, and has now is cross addicted and is eating, you know, has a horrible eating disorder, to the extent of, you know, gaining probably 70 pounds. And I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to talk to this person about it. Can you give me some, I mean, I'm serious. I need some help with her.
You know, the first thing is that bringing awareness, again, with a lot of shame, blame, and guilt go along with this, and especially eating issues where You know, it's such a big issue that now I've come to the realization that I do have an issue with alcohol, but now I'm not using that, I'm turning to food. So really having a physiological understanding, it's real. So now what you're able to do, the same thing where, you know, it's different shoes fit different people. So as far as really saying what can you do, there's a lot of components there. Because now, again, an addict's mindset, if they haven't come to the root of the problem, is, well, what can I turn to? Food is actually what got me away from this disease that was killing me. You know, I'm not drinking anymore. But now I'm still trying to numb something because I'm still not feeling right. And again, whether it's food, whether it's alcohol, whether it's prescription pills, whatever the form is, it's all trying to numb ourselves. So having a relationship with food is important, because, and having what type of relationship? Because a lot of times growing up, you know, how we were raised has a lot to do with how our mentality and our mindset is towards food.
Right.
And so now having that comfort, it's something that, you know, thinking of back to Stephen traditions, all kinds of holidays, all revolve around food. Somebody won a soccer game. Let's go get ice cream. Yeah, let's celebrate. So now as we become adults, you know, we were conditioned as children, oh, if this happens, then I'm going to get ice cream, or if I'm sad, mommy's going to take me to pizza. This, even though we don't think of it as anything, and every once in a while, it's okay, but it's learning a mindset of it. Now, if somebody has already, you know, is an adult and is in this situation, it's still getting to the root of what can we do? Why is it that you're turning to food? What is it nutritionally you're not doing properly for yourself? Is there consistency in life? Because it doesn't matter what the addiction is, consistency and having a set schedule is a big thing. So now if this person's not drinking now, but they're still having that access to food, what is it? Where are they not eating properly during the day now, and now they're binging in the evening? Or, you know, are there food choices to go to a treatment center where, unlike Lucida, where we really strive on providing nutritionally sound, strong food for each individual, most treatment centers don't do that. And whether they're giving them Oreos or Doritos, hey, they're not using, it's okay. So it depends, how is somebody learning in recovery? Because nutrition has a big issue as far as not just the recovery process, but as far as relapse as well.
Right,
I know I kind of went a little bit off as far as the what to do for your, you know, for the situation, but it's really first getting awareness that this person realizes they're doing this. Because, again, just like their alcohol, I'm sure it didn't matter what anybody was around them was saying, it's they had to get to a certain point. So once that's the point that they've got and they realize that now I've turned to food, it's learning whether they're going to see a dietitian. They're actually going to a facility that's really able to teach them how to not just pick nutritionally sound food, how to prepare it, and still enjoy food.
That makes perfect sense. So a 12-step program is a great thing. And then we know that people, you know, or their addiction transfer is most likely to occur probably during, I would imagine, and if you can just tell us in 20 seconds, you know, does it occur when they're in treatment?
Of course.
Well, what Andrea has done so well is she has literally helped people identify the self-soothing at Lucida, and I just think that she's done a fabulous job. Andrea Zabini, we have been so happy to have you on her radio to help us understand cross-addiction, trading one addiction for another. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.